You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back to Women Sipping on Life. Today, we're talking about this, sweaty, cell phones, and podcasts. That's right, sweaty cell phones and podcasts. And I know you're thinking, what is this all about? Well, let me give you today's soul story. So basically, I work out in the morning, and I work out at the hotel that's right next door to where I live. I work out in the gym, and it's beautiful. It's wonderful. And typically, when I go, there's no one there, typically. But if I go in the evenings, there's usually a hotel guest or two, and there usually is this particular gentleman, an older gentleman, that works out, and he actually lives in my building. So it's funny because he gets on the elliptical machine. And so whenever I come in there, I always notice if there's someone on the elliptical machine, because that's the machine I like to go on. And he's over there and he sweats so much. Now, I have no problem with sweat, and I have no problem with people who sweat. And when I work out, I sweat a lot, especially when I box. It's like I just took a shower. I mean, sweat is good, right? Well, it's interesting because this man sweats so much that the sweat literally pools on the footrests of the elliptical machine. Like, I'm not even kidding you. And being a fitness instructor for so many years, and especially when I had my studio in my clinic, okay? So I had my chiropractic office and my studio. I would teach a fitness class, and then I would go just 25 people, like, right after class. I am used to sweat. I have no problem touching sweat, but I have actually distinguished that there are two different types of sweat. There is the kind of sweat that is like what I call clean sweat. Like, I would shower before I go teach my class because I would know that by the time I was done, I was going to be sweaty, but I wasn't going to be stinky, okay? There's a difference between clean sweat, non-stinky sweat, and stinky sweat. So anyway, so I have always been a big proponent of the clean sweat. Well, this gentleman doesn't understand clean sweat, and that's all I'm going to say. But the whole gym stinks up, and it's just like, oh my gosh, there's that guy again. He's on the elliptical machine. And I really hope that he doesn't listen to this podcast, but that's another story. Anyway, so I see this happening, and I see the sweat flying, and I'm like, ugh. And now I'm on the elliptical next to him, so it's far enough away where I'm not getting sprayed, but I'm seeing this. And he finishes his workout, and he cleans where his hands are. He always cleans where his hands are, but it's like, listen, your hands aren't even sweaty compared to the rest of this whole machine. It's dripping in sweat now. Nonetheless, I watch it and I'm grossed out, okay? I'm like sitting here and I'm getting kind of irritated. I catch myself getting irritated because I'm like, what, can't he see that the whole machine is wet? Well, anyway, I'm sitting here and I'm just going about my business. I'm working out. Well, the one thing that I do, besides, I guess, evaluate everyone that's sweating next to me, is I listen to a couple podcasts. I have two people I listen to, two incredible gentlemen that literally have like seriously made such a huge impact in my life. So I'm listening to these two podcasts, and I'm thinking about my podcast, and I'm thinking about what I'd like to share, you know, over the next couple of days on my podcast. And I was listening to what they were talking about, listening to what I was doing. And, you know, I was listening to my head. I was having a meeting with myself about my podcast. So I'm sitting here, and all of a sudden I look over and I notice that there's this young man who looks like me. He's maybe 10 or 11 years old, if that. And he's now in there with a couple of his brothers. It appears to be like his brothers and his mom. And they look like they're hotel guests because it's, you know, evening, and he was dressed in what looked like sort of like pajama bottoms and bare feet. Okay, so picture this. So I'm working out. I look over. I notice this little group of people, a mom who is kind of at a distance. And I notice now that this young man is standing on the elliptical machine, and now he's working out. And I look down and he is standing where this man has literally sweat, probably about 2 pints of sweat, like left on the elliptical machine. I look over there, I see his bare feet standing in this, and I am beside myself at this point. Now, I am not a germaphobe. I have no problem with germs, but that went too far. Okay, that goes way too far. I'm not going to stand in someone's sweat. And seriously, if I was that child's mother, I would have been freaking out. So I was ready to freak out and just say, young man, like, go wash your feet, sterilize them. Ew, you're standing in somebody else's sweat. But I think he was thinking maybe that it was just wet from somebody that came, you know, maybe from the pool. I don't know. But the bottom line is his mom was completely unaware. She's over on her cell phone. She's doing stuff while her 3 or 4 young sons are over now working out on this equipment, not really working out on it. And now I'm convinced why oftentimes there are certain pieces of the equipment that are not even working because they have an out of order sign on them, because these kids will come down and they don't really know how to use the equipment, and the parents don't even watch what's going on. So anyway, I'm sitting here and I'm watching this and I'm listening to a podcast, and these particular podcasts I listen to, there are a lot of F words. It's an amazing, amazing message, but a lot of F words, a lot of swearing. So I'm sitting here and I'm just hearing a lot of swearing in my ears. In my head, I'm thinking, oh dear God, what are you doing, young man? And I'm looking at the mom and I'm thinking, what are you doing? And then I'm still smelling this sweaty man who's now working out behind me. And I'm like, what is the world coming to? So I look at this woman and she's over there on her cell phone, completely unaware of what's happening. And by now I'm kind of beyond the point of disbelief and standing there thinking, what is happening? And I'm thinking, hey, this is a great opportunity right now for all of us to learn about this little, very simple yet profound thing called awareness. My dear friend, awareness is not only half the battle, awareness is the victory. You'll hear me say this a lot. Awareness with action is victory, and it is so required, and it is so underutilized, honestly. And you'll hear me say this all the time. I've been preaching, teaching this for so many years. The new definition, the redefinition of heal, it's hope. Yes, we know that. Belief, desire, and trust. It's E, engaged energy. Engaged energy. And I'm grateful that everyone was in there engaging their energy. That's beautiful. But the other part of heal, awareness. Awareness, awareness, awareness. And if we are not aware, we are going to end up missing out on one of the most powerful opportunities available. It's awareness, my friends. We must become aware. And of course, the last part of the heal, you know I love great acronym, is love. And I was really trying to have loving thoughts, but I was sitting there and I was like, oh, this is crazy. But quite honestly, this is a small little example of the unawareness that we as human beings have. What we can't see can hurt us. I want you to know this. Like, what you do not see can hurt you. It is vital for you to open your eyes, to get all senses on go and be aware of what's happening not only around you, but what's happening within you. And you know, it's interesting, as I was sitting there, I was like, oh my goodness, what's happening within me right now? I noticed that I had a lot of judgment. So God forgive me, I had a lot of judgment. I was like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe that mom is letting this happen. However, you know what? It is what it is. It's really none of my business. But the beautiful thing is this, I got some great subject matter for this podcast today, because I believe all of us need to be reminded of how important, how vital awareness is to living a healthy, wealthy, fulfilled life. So much is happening around us. I'm telling you, awareness is key. And it is so uncommon and so underutilized. So where in your life, my dear, where in your life have you become so unaware that you are unaware of what you're leaving behind you. You're unaware of what's in front of you. You're unaware of what's inside of you. Where do you need to become more aware of what is actually occurring in your life from above down, inside and out? Your health depends on it, my dear, and your life depends on it. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And your Sacred Soul step for today is this. Where in your life do you feel like you could become more aware of what's going on in your life? Write it down right there. Simply by identifying and acknowledging it, you're one step, in fact, a ginormous step ahead of the rest of the world. But again, we're not comparing to the guy next to us in an elliptical. I'm asking you, dear soul, right now, right here in your life, where do you need to become more aware? Write it down, become aware of it, and take at least one step today based on the awareness that you have right now in creating the life that you desire. I sure hope this helps you. And I would love it if you would come on over to womensippingonlife.com, leave a comment, let me know how you're doing. Give me a story. Give me a little sacred soul story and let me know what you're learning from your life today. And I'll look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.